like it's never done. Night falls, smoke on the water, darkness closes in. Cold white hand in the deep will drown you for your sins.
And welcome back to another episode of Hanging with Heavy right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out all the great shows such as All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Lou Chat, CFL Easy Picks, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren FM, TTN at the Movies, Shut the Fuck Up, and my other show that I have here on this wonderful, oh-so-wonderful network. I have Wrestling Cheers. And this is Hanging with Heavy, where, you know, I sit back, I turn on my microphone, and I talk to you fine, wonderful people about the things going on in my life, topics that I think about talking about. This is a personal journal podcast where I express myself, right? You get to know a little bit more about the man that is Heavy Set. I mean, I'm a nobody, but if you are a fan of, you know, show like Wrestling Cheers, Old School at the Movies, CFL Easy Picks, NFL Easy Picks, anything goes, the allwrestling.com week in review, back when originally when that was just a thing, but now, you know, it's back. I could express my opinions on that, but I'm going to give it some time, and I'll talk about what I think about Mark Perry bringing back the allwrestling.com week in review. And as of right now, it is not favorable to Mark Perry. I'm uncertain if I'll make a return to that show. There's a part of me that wants to, and there's a part of me that doesn't. There's a part of me that feels like Thanos, you know, watching over the show. And then eventually there's going to be a part where I'm just like, fine, I'll do it myself and I'll make my return. And I will probably go 1,000% heel on Mark Perry and some of the very much stupid shit that he says on the show. But anyway, like I said, this is just a personal journal podcast. Me talking about things in my life. And actually right now it's weird. I'm not recording on a regular date. I've recorded this show now on Wednesday, on a Thursday. Thursday's a normal. Sunday night, literally right before it's about to post. Like technically I finished the show and everything after midnight, and I just posted it. I like to have shows come up at midnight. So all that happened, all those times, and now this will be the first time that I've recorded the show on a Friday. Friday afternoon, actually. I'm starting right now at 12:20 p.m. And normally I'm working at this time, but unfortunately I'm not doing that right now. Nothing bad per se. One little thing, but it's not necessarily attached to this. But the place that I pick up at, they're having inventory. So no loads come in, no loads come out. They're kind of shut down for a day or so. So I have pretty much the day off with pay. And what they decided to do is we had a winter safety meeting that we do every year. The whole company does, because it's being a truck driver, that's like the worst time of the year for accidents and stuff. So they, you know, make sure everybody's up to date on winter safety. And it's just kind of like regular stuff. And then, like, I kind of said that, you know, it's not necessarily that. I did have something happen to me yesterday. Really, really dumb as a truck driver. I hit a pole, not head on or anything. It's when I was backing up into my dock, and I was, you know, getting the truck at a certain angle. And as the truck itself was turning, it hit a yellow safety pole. I mean, which is there to protect something. In this case, it was a fire hydrant. So I didn't hit the fire hydrant. Everything's fine that way. But I caused some damage to the truck, and now I have to kind of have a safety review on some things. And I guess I have to take a ride along where a safety guy rides with me, which sucks. I did the same thing last year, but it's normal. After your first year, you do it before you get hired. You do it at the end of your first year, and then you don't do it again until at the end of your third year, going into your fourth. Yeah, I've now have to do one right around my anniversary date. So I'll have it 3 years in a row, which sucks. I personally don't like the pressure of having someone there right next to me with a clipboard and a checklist, checking things off that I do right and wrong. It's just aggravating. So I got that coming up sometime this week or so. And then I do have eventually I'm going to have a physical and drug test here in a couple weeks, not related to the incident. It's just when you're a truck driver, you have to have a physical every 2 years. At the minimum, you have a DOT physical, Department of Transportation physical, that you have to do. Just make sure you're not on anything. And it's to make sure we're all healthy and somewhat healthy. I'm granted, you don't have to be physically fit. Look at me, I'm nowhere near it. But it helps make sure no one's on drugs. So I know I have that my 2-year physical coming up. It'll be my second year with the company. Anyway, ending the second year with the company, and I've been driving now for 4 years, which is, it's amazing to me to think, you know, the stuff that I've been through, which if, I don't know if many people know, before I was a truck driver, I was actually, you know, I was in printing since high school, and that kind of fell into my lap. It was, all right, I was told by my school that I needed to go to our vocational school in the district because there was no way I was going to pass high school without it. Spoiler alert, I ended up getting my GED anyway because I was still credit short. They had a certain plan. They wanted me to do, you know, some night school and some summer school, and I think they wanted me to do some online or through the mail courses, which I did not do, and that's what derailed me. I was a handful of credits short on some stuff. But they told me my sophomore year that I had to, I was recommended to look into it. And at the time, I was actually working at a local newspaper. I mean, when they told me, I'd only been there like a month, if not less. And the sophomores every year take a tour through our vocational school, which is called Maplewood Career Center. And you're supposed to pick 2 classes to go in there, and then they have a special presentation for people that are interested. I wanted business management because that's the big one that you could get out of school early to go to work at your job. Even if you weren't a manager, you still got credit for it. It was like a nice, you know, trade-off. So I was like, ooh, I really want to do that. That would be perfect. So I signed up for that one. And then I had a friend of mine who was 2 years older than me. She was a senior at the time. And I knew she was in graphic communications. So I was like, oh, that would be cool to go see what she does. Because some of the other stuff was like welding, car stuff, other computer stuff. And I'm like, nothing really speaks to me. I'm like, this one gets me out. Business management gets me out early. Fine, I'll take it. And I decided, like I said, I decide to go through graphic communications. And I think I went to graphic communications first and then business management for my day. I walked into the graphics communication lab and I was just looked around. I'm like, oh my God, this is like work. Like, obviously, you know, every lab is set up like a work, but this was like my work. This was like my local newspaper. Granted, it wasn't the same kind of printing press, but I'm like, oh my God, this is, I could take where I'm at right now and advance in the company. I could become a pressman. Oh my God, this is, I like this. I really do. And after that, I did go into graphic communications. I was there my junior, senior year. On my 18th birthday, I walked into my main boss's office and I told him, like, hey, I'm 18. I want to become a pressman. About 6 months later, they started putting me in to become a pressman. So I spent, just to speed everything up, I spent, you know, a couple years in printing. I didn't necessarily graduate from high school because, like I said, I was credit short, but I was still in the printing industry. And then that took me all the way up until my mid-20s, where I lost 2 jobs in a row, got fired from both of them, the first 2 jobs I've ever gotten fired from, and also the first times I've ever had to go on unemployment twice in a row. But that's neither here nor there on this aspect of it. So I spent about 10 years in the printing industry, and my life really did get better after I became a truck driver. It's something that always called to me. I remember when I was with one of my exes whose dad was a truck driver. That's when I kind of got to learn a little bit about it, and I was very intrigued, but I never really asked him about it. At this time, I was in my early 20s, so I mentioned before how if I could change one thing, it'd be, you know, becoming a truck driver sooner. Because my life went on hold when I changed careers. Because, you know, being in it for 10 years and also having problems getting a new job, all of a sudden, boom, now I'm have to start at the bottom. I'm day one and not making a lot of money. I'm making a decent amount of money right now. I wish I could make more, but it's just how my company's and my position and everything structured. But it's an easy job. I'm home every day. Nothing much I can complain about. And there's a waiting list to get onto my account. So, you know, my job's precious, but I do like my job. And it's just, like I said, it's just amazing. Remembering certain things from before I was a truck driver and to where I'm at now. I'm very thankful. I'm thankful every year during Thanksgiving of the progress in my life. I think a big year for me was 2013, my first year of truck driving when I went to school, because not only did I go to truck driving school, got my CDL. Before all that, I had to get my GED. It was like one of the first years in a long time I felt really proud of my year. I was like, you know what? My year was good. There were some struggles. I'm like, this year was good. I'm proud of this. Anyway, I'm just like rambling on right now about you know, some stuff going on, because like I said, it's a weird day that I'm recording this on. It's not what I'm used to, but, you know, the thing that I haven't mentioned yet, haven't talked about yet, haven't asked you yet, how was your weekend? This is the first time in a while that I've had two episodes in a row where I'm recording the week of, which I do want to chop that up. I got some episode ideas that I want to do here soon, but, you know, this past weekend for me, or past week since a week or whatever I last spoke to you. Let me see. Saturday, we did go to the 6th annual Dustin Batdorf Invitational. You can check out all the details about that on Wrestling Cheers, which as of right now, I have yet to post, which is really bad for me. Normally, I do have them all ready to be posted at midnight, Thursday night into Friday morning. I was slacking. I recorded on Wednesday, and I figured I'd get it posted on Thursday night. And then I come home, and my roommate's watching the Thursday night football game, the Chiefs versus the Raiders, and it was a pretty interesting game. Me and him were kind of bullshitting, and I just like sat there the rest of the night and watched all that. And on top of it, like I didn't eat my dinner. Like I could have ate my dinner and everything during halftime and came back down. Totally screwed up on that. Then I had to get up early on top of all that to go to the whole safety thing that I was telling you about. I had to be there at 9 o'clock, and normally I don't even wake up lately till about 9. I think now I have everything scheduled for, or no, I'm waking up, hold on. I recently changed my sleeping pattern a little bit, time that I wake up, time that I go to bed. And I mean, it wasn't too much early. I think lately I've been getting up about 8:30. So I had to make sure I was out of the door before 8:30. It's about a half hour drive, and I'll stop to get breakfast, which is my normal I don't know if I talked about this. I have a Friday tradition where, because I get paid, which is probably the smartest thing, I go to the local gas station on my way to work, and I get some sort of breakfast, which they have I can get stuff made there, but their pre-made stuff is better. So today was a sausage, because I'm a big fan of sausage. I love sausage. Make all the gay jokes and everything that you want, but I love me some sausage. And it was sausage, egg, and cheese croissant. It's either that or the sausage, egg, and cheese burrito I get. They didn't have the burrito today. I hadn't had the croissant in a while. And the pre-made croissant, I think, is better than their made-to-order one. I don't know why. I think last time I had the made-to-order one, it was the bread was like a little bit, like they toasted it, so it was a bit tougher. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't like that. I like it when it's has a little bit of fluff to it, or I don't want to say where it's just maybe a little toasted, but not fully. So I did that. So I had to do that, I should say. So wrestling, like I was saying, Wrestling Cheers. And not posted as I'm recording, but will be posted as, you know, as you're hearing this on Sunday morning. Monday morning. I can't say it's too late because I'm fucking shit up. Other stuff that happened, you know, going through my Facebook feed on stuff, you know, we watched Saw 6. Also, we did that last Friday night. DBI is on Wrestling Cheers. Afterwards, we did go to Quaker Steak. Love me some Quaker Steak. Love me some wings. Then Sunday, we went to Brown's Backers and then Walmart. It wasn't a very eventful weekend on paper. Oh, I'm forgetting before all that, we took my girlfriend's car to Streetsboro to get her the license plates for it, because she's, like I said before, she's leasing it. We also got her car washed, which actually I got my car washed before this recording. Hopefully tomorrow I get it cleaned out on the inside. It's not like dirty. After having my first brand new car, I want to keep it as clean as possible. If I got one that was not like just kind of halfway junky, I wouldn't care. But I don't know. I've been trying to keep it that really, really nice, clean feeling and status to it. After that, we took my mom out for her birthday. She's, I believe it was 65. And I took her out to eat. Then after we dropped her off, me and my girlfriend headed out to roughly where the DBI it was and did a little bit of shopping. We went to World Market, a place that I've gotten her to fall in love with. And now that I'm with her, it's made me love it more. I love World Market for all the food. I love getting snacks from different countries. Like I said before, she subscribes to the snack crate. And that's a cool way to get some stuff that we can't get here. So now, I've always had that with, you know, Jelly Babies and Jammy Dodgers and I think, you know, Aero Bars. You know, try those out. There's a handful of others. Hello Pandas are an absolute favorite of mine. And I mentioned because we had the whole Japanese there. We got a bunch of Japanese snacks. It was kind of the same thing. We picked up some stuff that we wanted to try. There was a couple Canadian snacks we were looking for. Soon, Carp and Mr. Old School will be coming down, I should say, from Montreal, and they're going to bring us a list of stuff that we can't find here, but two that we can find here are Smarties and Coffee Crisp. Now, if you're an American, when I say Smarties, you're going to think the exact same thing that I thought for a long time, and that's you think of this, you know, like sugar candy that, you know, comes in like a rolled up form. They kind of look like pills, kind of, but a little bit bigger. They're dented in a little bit, and, you know, but that's what we all think of when we hear Smarties. No, Smarties are legit, like their version of M&M's. I think the shell is a little thicker, but if you look at it, like, you figure a double thickness M&M shell, I mean, it's still thin. It's not very noticeable, but like when you bite down on it, like I bit down on, like, ooh, this tastes like a M&M, but just I could tell the shell's a little thicker. And the next one I bit into, I looked at it, I'm like, you can't really tell, but it's like I said, it feels thicker by biting down on it. So yeah, Smarties. The other one's Coffee Crisp, and it's a candy bar that I swear I've had before, but I don't remember how. I don't know if my dad went somewhere, because I swear he brought it home, or there's a other place that you can get it. Like, let's face it, Hello Pandas and Pocky are Japanese. You can't go into a regular store and find them, but you can find them World Market, FYE, Hot Topic, several other places, but they're not really at your big chains, not at your Walmart, your local grocery store, even though they're considered, you know, Japanese food. You know, as I said, you can get them here, but yeah. Anyway, jumbled up mess on that one. So we got a bunch of other, you know, snack food, and then we did a little bit of costume shopping for her costume for Halloween, which I'm going to be Thanos and she's going to be Lady Death. Hopefully I have my costume in by the next episode that I record, because I have to have it by the 28th. If I don't have it by the 28th, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I'm kind of it's a group costume, and I'm in with her, so I'll feel really bad if it's not in. I've emailed the place, and I really hope I get it in. I wish if they couldn't have done it on time, because they actually ask you when you need it by, and I ordered about 5 weeks in advance. I'm hoping that they would have emailed me and said, we can't have it there by this time. We're sorry, here's your money back. So then I could figure out what the fuck I'm going to do. So hopefully I'll have more on that in the coming weeks. Other stuff going on. That was pretty much the weekend stuff. Not much else really happened during the week. I've been asking a couple opinion polls on Facebook. Help get away from the stupid debate topics. Like, we all have our opinion on things, and I even, like, made a joke one day, and it was to make fun of it, that asked, like, what was the hot-button debate topic of the week that everybody would be talking about. So the questions I have asked, Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I did have to put out there, I'm like, yes, Tales from the Crypt is probably the best, but I'm looking more at the kid versions of it. Tuesday, this past Tuesday, was Eminem's 45th birthday. You know, I asked everybody what was their favorite song by Marshall Mathers. That had best response. 122 comments and comment replies, because now they count them together. Yeah, it was the next day right after that I asked, what's the hot button debate issue this week? I'm behind on my chart. It's just, there's always something. I think one of the last ones I asked was, well, what's your favorite TV show that has ended? Got a lot of great responses on that. Asked about an opinion poll. Make sure it was people that let them know it's an opinion poll. What do you like better, Facebook or Facebook? Durr. iPhone or Android? Don't need to get into a debate about stuff. I have my phone in front of me, Apple, iPhone 7 Plus. I have my Apple Watch on me, but right behind me, I have two tablets. I don't have much use for the tablets, but they're there for if and when I need them. They were cheap, and I don't have anything against them. I just feel like it's a different language. Like, if you like Android, I don't look at you as a different person. Like, okay. And the only thing that I am getting tired of hearing is they're like, oh, it's such a trendy thing to like iPhones. And I'm like, is it? I don't feel it anymore with it, because everybody goes crazy about Samsung, and I feel like they're equal. There's just much overhype on both of them. Well, my phone's not $1,000. Okay, give it time. They're gonna add stuff to it. I'm not upgrading for another 2 years, so I'm fine. And yeah, that was it. And then this weekend, well, today, my girlfriend has actually called me in the middle of this recording. I've been recording for like 45 minutes, but I'm only a half hour in recording, and there's been a lot of pauses and shit on my half, and you're probably looking at it's probably like 15 minutes total, because I haven't, you know, compressed everything down and all that fun stuff. But the plan for this weekend, like I said, starts with today. We're planning on to go see Happy Death Day. We were supposed to go last week, but just how shit fell, it's like, we're just like, well, we'll go see it another time. It's, you know, the movie's still going to be there. It's not a big deal. So that's the plan for today. We're going to finish Saw 7, or finish Saw series by watching Saw 7. And we'll get into that here in a second about my views on the Saw series, because I really do love it. Then tomorrow is a Northeastern holiday known as Sweetest Day. Not many people like it, but I do. It's more or less, it stems from my aunt, who was my favorite aunt growing up. I was her favorite nephew. She favored me a lot. Even like geographically, growing up, she was the aunt that lived the closest to me. She was like 10 minutes down the road, if that, maybe. So I always loved that aspect of it. I never felt too far away from home when I went to her apartment at the time. But when I think of Sweetest Day, I think of her. And every year, like, I'll make a comment about how I really like Sweetest Day. And someone will say, whoa, it's just a Hallmark on it. Yeah, no, I like it because of my aunt. And she passed at the beginning of 2005, I want to say. Right before the last half of my senior year. You know, right, was right after New Year's. I'm like, I think she died on the 2nd. So, always makes me think of her. So our plans, we're going to go out to eat, and we were planning on going seeing a movie, but we're moving that ahead, and we're going to go to a haunted house on top of it. And on top of all that too, and she doesn't know this yet, I want to go see a friend of mine who got a hold of me, wanted me to stop by on the next week on the 28th for Halloween, because he's having a party. And I'm like, I'm going to be Kent. We got a hotel room. We're going to have, you know, that's what was our plan. So we can, you know, drink a little bit and not have to worry about a DUI. But I still want to see him. I haven't seen this friend in a couple of years. He's like his fourth kid, I want to say. And he's been busy with that kind of stuff. And I always try to like, hey, let's get together. Let's hang out. We had a friend, which I mentioned so many episodes ago, who was in jail because of heroin, letting a friend of his die, more or less panicking and running away instead of getting help. And say what you want about him, but that was still one of our friends. And, you know, me and him, we haven't seen each other since I think before that happened. And those are the kind of friends, people that were friends with him, I want to keep them close. It's not necessarily in support of him, but it's just, you know, you never know when something's going to happen. Someone's going to get locked up. Someone's going to die. So, like I said, for a couple of years, I've been trying to work something out and hang out with him a little bit more. So hopefully that gets done this weekend. Our plan is to come home early on Saturday, at some point early, because we have to get up early on Sunday morning, which I got up early today. I'm going to get up early tomorrow and take her to work and get up early on Sunday too, but we're going to the Cleveland Browns game against the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to get my Johnny Manziel jersey the name plate on it restitched to have my name on it, and going to have a good time. Don't expect them to win, but I really do like going to those games. Her brother's going to be coming this time. He didn't show up. He didn't get to come last year. And we're all going to be sitting together. We don't have our tickets yet. Like, we have our tickets, but we don't know where we're sitting. It's something that the Browns backers work together with. Like, the Kent chapter works with the team and Browns backers worldwide on, you know, seating arrangements and stuff, which, hey, I'm looking forward to it. And after that, you know, shortly after this gets posted, we will have WWE TLC, I believe it is. Yeah, TLC. So that's the main aspects of my weekend. So, already teased a little bit. Let's move on to our next subject. And I have one question for you. Not really a question, but that's...
I want to play a game.
We'll be right back.
that's a song that I love so much. And, you know, I'm not really a big horror movie fan. Not big into, you know, your Freddy's, your Jason's, Alien, Predator. Granted, maybe those might be more sci-fi. But, you know, the whole genre, Mike Myers or Michael Myers. Are they both Mike Myers? But the Halloween movies, Poltergeist, other movies like that. I never really got into them. I liked Final Destination. The first two were good. Three was okay. And I think after that, it kind of went downhill. I might have a box set of those movies somewhere. It's been forever since I thought, even just thought about them. But yeah, Saw is a movie that I love the franchise. I don't know why. Okay, I kind of do know why. Long story short of how I fell in love with the Saw series. I didn't see the first one after it came out. Obviously, it wasn't down my alley. I was like, whatever. I don't care. A lot of people were talking about, oh my god, this series is great. This is awesome. Whatever. I knew the ending because people kept talking about it. That's the one thing about a lot of the twist ending type movies. People talk about the endings a lot before they... It's people talk about them, and sometimes before someone like me would get a chance to watch it, I already know the ending. Same thing with Sixth Sense. I've never seen The Sixth Sense, but I know the ending, and I would know what to look for. At least with that, I got a little bit of all that when I was watching Scrubs, and there's an episode that is like The Sixth Sense, of the character is dead the whole time. And you get the reveal at the end and you look back like every time, you know, the character interacted with anybody else, either they didn't talk to him or would be the one person who actually can talk to him. That's it. So I knew the ending of Saw 1. So Saw 2 came out. I didn't care. Saw 3 came out. I didn't care. And then I had an ex who really liked Saw, at least at that time, got me to watch 1 through 3. And 2 is where I actually fell in love with the franchise, because that was the first one that I walked into, obviously not knowing the ending. And I actually didn't know anything after Saw 1. It was just at that time for me, I was like, oh great, another Halloween, another Saw, whatever. And it was right when Jigsaw tells the one detective, I can't remember his name, I keep thinking of the other detective in the franchise, but he tells him, you know, if you just sit here long enough, you'll find that your son is in a safe and secure state, somewhere along those lines. And when the reveal happened, when the timer went up, that his son was in a safe and he was also in a secure state, oh my god, my mind was blown. And the riddles is what I really fell in love with. So every time he says, I want to play a game, you have to listen to the words that he says, and you can't take it lightly. You have to understand the puzzle. You have to understand the game. It's one thing when, okay, you need to sacrifice yourself for the wrongs that you did, but sometimes when he has like the group puzzles, it's you need to listen to what he says. The endings to, like, almost the ending of every movie has had something along those lines that you need to pay attention to what he says. You know, Saw 2, it was that. Saw 3, it was Amanda that was actually the one being tested. Saw 4, it was about how there was nothing that the guy could do. He had to let the people save themselves. Saw 5, someone who didn't listen to the tape all the way. Actually, no, Saw... Yeah, then Saw... Yeah, Saw 5, too. That was the one, it was a big group. And that was one of the first real group ones that I really liked, because he tells them that 5 have to become 1. In their minds, and this is where the real aspect comes, they're thinking, well, 5 of us, we need, like, each room is going to dwindle us down until there's only 1, the last one standing. But no, the 5 people have to work together and become 1 and work together to survive. And obviously the last room, that's when they really realized that they screwed up. They were killing people off one by one. Saw 6, same thing, of it wasn't the guy's test. Granted, it was either him or his family. And then we come to find out, after gets down to 1 second, he makes it to the right place. The decision isn't on him. He saved his sister, but he didn't save himself. And now it was on to the family of someone that he was supposed to be insuring through life insurance and denied when he got sick and died because of it. It's okay, now it's up to their family. You chose that you wouldn't cover him, and you know, he would die. Well, now it's his family turn. Now they're going to choose whether you live or die. And where the son goes, I'll do it. I'll flip the switch. By the way, spoiler alert, people, if you don't already know, the series has been pretty much over since 2010, I believe, with a new one with Jigsaw coming out this week. As you're listening to this week, next week for me. Just him saying that he would kill him and killed my father. Burn in hell, motherfucker, or something like that. Oh, I love that ending. Five is hands down the worst ending, because granted, Saw is just filled with twists. A lot of people have like poked fun at that, but I don't know. I like getting a good ending that I'm like, oh my God, that was cool. That was interesting. I didn't see that coming. So seeing obviously the first one, you know, where Jigsaw's actually in the middle of the room and stands up, like that blew everybody's mind. The whole kid being a safe thing and everybody it being on the house that they see in the video monitors are actually a feed, and that was the first reveal that Amanda was working with him. And then three, the fact that he dies, like you would think that's over, but there were still cliffhangers. The guy's daughter was locked away, and you know who was going to go get her, and they don't even rescue her until five. It was also in the twist of four that the timeline is the same time as Saw 3, so that screws everybody up. And the fact that's where it's revealed that Detective Hoffman, that he has been helping Jigsaw all along, and they've been hinting at there was this stronger third person. So that was a big mind blower. And there's foreshadowing in that about how, you know, you're going to be tested too. Like, don't think you're going to get out untested. Which you know, jumping forward a little bit, he becomes tested in six. And the thing that I love also going back a little bit about Saul, and this was another thing. When I watched three for the first time, there's a moment where he's pouring wax on something while talking to the doctor or Amanda. And I'm just like, what is he doing? What is he pouring wax on? And then in the fourth movie, which was the first one I seen in theaters, they show that he ate a cassette tape and it was, you know, covered in wax. And that's what he was doing. And that's when they started foreshadowing. There would be something in every movie starting with three. Technically, it's probably something in one and two, too. Technically, there is one big thing from one that doesn't get explained until the last one, which is why I love it. But in three, it's the wax. In four, it's the glass coffin that gets used at the end of five. In five, it's what's in John's will. What is in that box? What's in the box? In six, it's what was in the envelope that Jill Tuck put in someone's door at a hospital. And then the biggest reveal of them all, which, side note, in between the middle of those last two sections, my girlfriend came over and I was like, you have to leave for this part because I'm going to talk about the end of Saul right before we watch it later on tonight. And I had her go run down and get some food. So fun. Anyway, it's the big reveal, spoiler alert, that Dr. Gordon from the first one was helping Jigsaw all along, because literally one of the biggest pet peeves I had when they kept going back to that room was, where's Dr. Gordon? You see the dead body of the other guy. Like, you see his bones. You see that. Like, he's dead. It's been a while. What happened to Gordon? The people are walking outside that area. You don't walk over this dead body that's been sitting there. What happened to Dr. Gordon? I remember before 7 came out, even before 6 came out, I was watching videos, like people's conspiracy theories and everything on Saul. And one of the biggest smoking guns, which I'm so happy they used in Saul 7, was going back to Saul 2. The first thing you see, the opening moment where it said like, hey, the key was behind someone's eyes. And they show someone working on him, and the guy has a limp, and it's the same foot that Dr. Gordon had to saw off. So this whole big thing had been going on since the beginning, and there's some background stuff that I recently found out that the actor who played Dr. Gordon, also from The Princess Bride and Princess Bride? Princess Brides. I don't know. I watched part of it, never got to finish it. So I know. Also, Liar Liar. I know more from Liar Liar. Love that movie. But like, he sued one of the companies making it, so he was left off it, and then he, you know, returned in the end. But basically, hey, he's been helping he'd been helping Jigsaw the whole time. And it made sense, because I knew people who would say, where did he get all this, you know, surgical equipment by being just an engineer? Like, you can't get that. He had to get to, like, you got all this medical equipment, but you don't have a surgeon, you don't have a doctor. What the hell? Boom. Oh, it turns out that Dr. Gordon was helping. And then the ending, because like I said, wrapped up in the 2 years, the Dr. Gordon conspiracy. Should say, going back to six with the VHS that was recorded. She went into a hospital, clearly, and put the envelope in the slot. That was like, oh my God, that's Dr. Gordon. And then they show more of Dr. Gordon in the last one, and then they show the final minutes. That tape was basically Jigsaw saying, I don't trust Hoffman. He didn't actually obviously say this, but I want you to watch my wife. Look out for my ex-wife. And if something were to happen to her, I want you to act upon my behalf. So when Gordon finds out she's dead, he finds Hoffman and throws him in the room. The big reveal. Oh my God. It's that thing of being a wrestling fan. When you get those moments and they finally happen, just that satisfaction. It's like Shawn Michaels for me winning the WWF Championship at WrestleMania 12. It was Dolph Ziggler cashing in his Money in the Bank. That fulfilling moment. The 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers winning the NBA Championship. The moment that he rips off the mask and it's Dr. Gordon. Absolutely love the franchise. For the little bits, like people say, oh, it's torture porn and it's stupid and all this stuff makes sense. You know what? There's bits of everything, of every movie that doesn't make sense. Or the happy convenience. I watched a video called, or it was a channel called like Your Movie Sucks. .net, I believe. And they had a two-part video on all these like problems with Saul. And there's one that the guy who played Dr. Gordon wasn't really a fan of Saul. I mean, I don't care. You don't need to be a fan of a franchise to, you know, make a movie about it. I'm pretty sure not everybody who is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe was a fan of the comic book. So that stuff doesn't matter to me. It's the same shit with wrestling. I don't give a damn if you were a wrestling fan before being a wrestler. It's cool if you are. But it's more of a bonus points if you are, no deduct if you're not, as long as what you do when you're here is all that matters to me. Yeah. So the ending when it's Dr. Gordon, which I'm looking over right by my Xbox One, and I have the DVD, because I have the DVD of every one of them now, which I'm going to put a pin on that because I got something I'd add to that, but it's been unopened. I've bought it after it came out. And it's unopened, plastic wraps on it, the stickers are still on it, and I'm going to watch it for the first time on DVD tonight. Very much looking forward to it. And wrapping up the Saw series, going in, then obviously next week we'll be watching Jigsaw at the theater. I think I'm going to do it after work. Or I might try to take a half day that day and do it that day. Anyway, what I was saying, stick a note into that. It's kind of funny. And that's, do you remember about 7-8 years ago, a little bit longer too, when you go to buy a DVD, Blu-rays weren't as big, but when you go to buy a DVD, you had to choose between widescreen or full screen. You don't necessarily have to do this, but if you were one of those people who bought full screen DVDs, please raise your hand. Visually in my mind, some of you are raising your hands. I mean, you don't have to, but maybe in your mind, you're raising your hand saying, okay, yeah, what about it? Or yeah, I did get full screen. How dumb do you feel? I've always been since the whole DVD thing, I've learned to become more of a widescreen person. It's listening to commentary from directors who would say it's widescreen that helps make the scene, because when a director shoots it, he's not shooting in full screen, he's shooting in widescreen. So there's stuff in the picture that they want you to see, or it helps make the scene of the atmosphere that, okay, they're in a restaurant. Well, this is what the restaurant looks like. Oh, they're at a barber shop and they want you to see certain things outside the window. Full screen cuts that. And I remember being a big fan of Ghostbusters. There's an elevator scene where they're all standing in a row. If you watch the full screen version, the VHS version, they have to pan from one side of the elevator to the other at one point. It sucks. But there's people out there, well, I don't like the black bars on my TV. If you're really watching a movie, you don't notice those things. And we got actually to a point in the mid-2000s where shows were on TV in a widescreen format. They were thinking ahead, a show like The Office. And now you get Blu-rays. And these Blu-rays are made for your widescreen TV. And they're only obviously available in widescreen. The reason why I bring all that up is because in my last breakup, or in my last relationship, together we had the Saw series. And when she separated our DVDs, she gave me the series as a whole, even though half of them I didn't buy, which is cool. I got to get the whole series, but literally four of them, over half of them, were fucking full screen, and I had to go out and rebuy them and give the other ones away. I didn't sell them. It's fucking stupid. I hate full screen, and I hate it even more now to look into my collection and, oh, you want me to watch your movie on a full screen? No. I'm happy that every single DVD I bought for myself was widescreen or one that lets you choose. Hate, hate, hate full screen. And I'm going to kind of leave it at that. So tonight we will be finishing Saul. And I did plan on this episode to be a lot longer, but me recording it on Friday, we're just going to do the two segments. That's it. No other way to end it. I do love Saul, so I didn't really speak too negatively about it. So at least we get to end on a somewhat positive note. Let me know what you feel about Saw or what your favorite horror franchise is. For me, like I said, it's what I think Halloween, like my franchise I stick to now is Saw. It's to each their own thing. Like when people think sci-fi, everybody has their sci-fi franchise. And for many years, I didn't have one. I liked Star Wars, but I wasn't obsessed with it. I didn't understand Star Trek as much, though the new series was the new movie. When the first one came out, I thought that was really good. The second one was okay, and I never got to watch the third one. But when I watched Doctor Who for the first time, I was like, this is my series. This is what I can cling to. Like, this is my fandom. It's like with professional wrestling. I love professional wrestling. I like that I can, this is my favorite. I love Kevin Owens. That's my guy. I love Johnny Gargano. That's my guy. In sports, you know, the Browns, the Indians, the Cavs, like those are my teams. I feel pride in them, and I got a connection with them. But TV show wise, it's nice to have that fandom that you can stick by. Like, this is my thing. And for horror, it's Saw. And like I said, for sci-fi, it's Doctor Who. Something that I can be infatuated with. I was never really big into the other franchise. Maybe it's partially how I was brought up. I didn't really watch as many of the franchises growing up. My dad really wasn't a horror movie person. I do remember watching like some of the Friday 13th, because as a little kid, I did get that's kind of like horror movie boyish like thing. Like, oh yeah, horror movie, scary, yeah, Freddy, yeah, Jason, yeah. We didn't own any of the VHSs, and I didn't get to watch them multiple times. Closest thing I did with like horror for me was fucking Ghostbusters, but I don't consider that horror. I mean, I consider it Halloween, but it's comedies, and I am a comedy guy. I do get that from my dad. But all right, let's wrap the show up. You can follow myself at HeavySet330 on Twitter. You can follow this show at Hangin' With Heavy on Twitter. Listen to all the great shows on the Trending Topics Network. All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Loot Chat, CFL Easy Picks, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on, Siren FM, TTN at the Movies, Shut the Fuck Up, and my other show, Wrestling Cheers. And please rate, review, subscribe to Wrestling Cheers on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Podbean, wrestlingcheers.podbean.com. And please check out my friends out there and support them. Macho Men Radio, Chris Clem's Cabs Cast, Wingcast, a Wingman podcast, Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear, Pod Van Dam, Road Home from Wrestling, Weekly Wrestling Podcast, the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs, not to be confused with the bitter Living Legend. Listen, Living Legend, I'll put you on blast here. Love the work that you do. Eventually, I'm going to use the new logos and everything that you made for me. I really appreciate it. But when I promote Moy Boy Designs, I'm promoting my friend's company. You have a job in graphic design. I think he probably does too, but this is a side thing he does to help get money. If you had Living Legend Designs and you were taking, you know, jobs off the internet from people, I throw you on here too. So you can ask me on Twitter about it, but this is my exact reasoning why. Also check out Thrift Store Jobber and Rebel Life Media. That will do it for Hanging with Heavy this week. A little bit short. My food's here, so I'm going to go eat that and end the show on this. But tell you what, we'll come back here and hang out next week. Later. Heavy is the hand that wears the crown.